Blog Talk Radio.
Open.
Brother or sister, who could cure a disease?
I'm believe I took this love as I walked the quantum in a sanctum. Got out of Dodge, sailed on a fun voyage. You said north, I headed south, tossed overboard. Good Lord, that's a really large mouth.
God meets us and offered us eternal abundant life in Him. When we had no ability to attain right standing before our Creator, He brought Himself low, took on form of a servant, and died for our sakes. In Philippians 2, verse 8, you see, okay, that's what that was about. You see, you were saved by the greatest act of mercy that would ever know. And now your Heavenly Father is asking you to share the great mercy you have been shown. He's at... He is asking you to live and operate in His likeness by loving others the way you have been loved. See, the Bible commands us to forgive others. God doesn't give us the option. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, bearing with one another, and if one has complained against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And James chapter 2, verse 13 says, for the judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. So mercy triumphs over judgment. If we are living with unforgiveness, we are living outside of the will of God. You see, God knows forgiveness is difficult. He knows that it takes courage and strength to offer mercy where it is undeserved. He paid the highest price for our sins by sending Jesus to an undeserving, gruesome death. But He also knows the joy that comes from reconciliation. He knows the goodness of wiping the slate clean, that He might have a restored relationship with us. And He longs for you to be a minister of reconciliation to all who have hurt you. So He longs to overwhelm you with His love and mercy to agree that offering others mercy and love comes from a grace overflow rather than your own strength. He longs to fill you with courage and perspective so that you can forgive those who need a glimpse of His mercy and grace. So take time as you enter a guided prayer to receive the love and mercy of our Heavenly Father. Allow Him to fill you up overflowing today and follow His guidance as He gives you grace to forgive others in obedience and love. So firstly, meditate on the forgiveness and mercy you have been shown in Christ. Allow the compassion of God has for you to fill you with compassion for others. Ask God to give you His heart for others as you meditate on His work. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, okay, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You see, now meditate on God's command for you to forgive others. Make God's word the foundation of your actions rather than your own desires or fears. See, God will always guide you into what is best for you. You must trust Him and His word and obey. Luke chapter 6, verse 36 through 37, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I come not to call the righteous, but sinners. So thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you an unforgiveness in your heart, whether the wound is large or small. You must engage in forgiveness for what it is to heal properly. Ask God to give you the courage to forgive today. See, trusting and obeying God is foundational to experiencing the fullness of life Jesus died to give you. See, God longs to lead you into His perfect plans. He is always guiding and shepherding you to your best possible life. But He cannot lead you where you will not follow. He cannot bless you if you are living outside of His will. So commit to following Him wherever He leads. Whether or not you feel like it's understood, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in the last hour of continual forgiveness that you might experience to even greater justice and abundant life God longs to give. I highly suggest you read Luke chapter 6, okay, because it will bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen? So now this brings me to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. Because in a moment, I'm going to give you a chance and an opportunity to. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life, not knowing where you're going, which way is up or down? Are you dazed and confused? You have no happiness and no joy, no peace, no love in your heart. Okay? Or maybe you suffer from depression or some sort of anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from an addiction such as drugs or alcohol, gambling, sexual immorality, overeating, gaming, internet, whatever it may be. You see, God can take that away. But in order for him to do so, guess what? He's got to know you, folks. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So, let me ask you, are you ready to get love, joy, peace, and happiness in your life? And have some contentment and knowing that you're not lost, you've been found, okay? And your slate can be wiped clean, okay, of all your sins in the past if you just accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. If so, I would like you to repeat this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross for my sins at Calvary and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. You know, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all of his angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them? And you can do that by calling in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is area code 657-383-1487. 87 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live. Again, you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Savior. Thank you, Mr. McGillicuddy. I'm going to play some more music. Wait a minute. Before I do that, I've got a caller. Let me see who this caller is and what they might have to say. Hello, you're on the air. Whatever. Okay, no time for foolishness. Okay, well, let's play some more music here.
foundation than a hope I took for granted. See my soul choked by the rope of a slanted view of reality. So it seems that maybe I've been living in some childish daydream. It's not the dust in motion, insignificant drop in an endless ocean.
Thank you.
But the former days shall be lost because his separation was defiled. Now this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and he shall present his offering to the Lord. One male lamb in his first year without blemish as a burnt offering, one ewe lamb in its first year without blemish as a sin offering, one ram without blemish as a peace offering, a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and their grain offering with their drink offerings. Then the priest shall bring before the Lord and offer his sin offering and his burnt offering, and he shall offer the ram as a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall also offer its grain offering and its drink offering. Then the Nazarite shall shave his consecrated head at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and shall take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire, which is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall take the boiled shoulder of the ram, one unleavened cake from the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and put them upon the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his consecrated hair, and the priest shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. They are holy, for the priest, together with the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering, after that the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows to the Lord the offering for his separation, and besides that, whatever else his hand is able to provide, according to the vow which he takes, so he must do according to the law of his separation. And the law spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. So next we're going to go with Psalms 27, 4 through 5, a word of worship. One thing I have desired of the Lord that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And then I leave you with this word of wisdom, just something to think about. Always keep it in the back of your head, because it's something I say quite often. Proverbs 10:18. Whoever hides hatred has hot lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much, y'all, for letting me back into your lives again this evening. I hope you enjoyed it. I share it the way they wrote it and the way they meant for it to be heard.
Amen.
So, bless you until we meet again.
Amen.
God, my
name. Oh, yeah. Yes, you read that one. Passionate.
I mean. Yes, I mean. I mean, that was passionate. Amen.
All right. Oh, you forgot your...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All righty. Well, wasn't that passionate, folks? Let me bring on Pastor Wanda. She's here. Hello,
amen.
Pastor. Hello, Pastor Wanda. How are you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So how's things been going for you?
Well, went through a lot of trials and testing, but all is well. God be glorified and magnified. Fell out and fell out, blacked out, and hit my head. But I know in Isaiah 53:5, healed by his stripes. I'm up by the grace and mercy of God. I'm a right mind, and still serving God. That's why I couldn't get on. I failed. Went to the doctor Monday, Tuesday. And no most time whenever I hurt myself, they can't never find that. So God had me out ministering. So all is well, brother. Just all is well. And, you know, had a nice Mother's Day. And hate I couldn't come on and speak because I got so much to speak on. But hi, everybody. How you been doing? How Tony been doing?
Oh, well, we've been doing okay. Everything's been going all right. We've been saving souls. That's our goal in life, is to save souls.
Amen. Yeah, you know, the Lord, he have us now. He got me with another pastor, a lot of pastors, and even had me ministering to the bishop and apostles and stuff like that, and going out making disciples. We're supposed to go on a mission trip, but I'm going to put my, God ain't told me when to leave. And it's like I had something to tell you that he's opening many doors for souls to be coming in to be fed. Just, you know, even though he called us to be soul winners, we don't win them. I mean, we don't save the soul, only Jesus Christ. He giving me
the building. We're just a vessel to bring them in.
Yeah, you're a vessel. You know, in 2 Corinthians 5:20, we're ambassador of Christ, and we're supposed to represent and bring them in to the sheepfold. I understand what you're saying. He giving us building. And he blowing my everlasting mind, but I went through a trial after God had me to go see about some souls that sleep on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. It's intense. And that right after that, I feel straight back, blacked out. But it says something. It's just a test, you know. And so, you know, it's greatness. He's doing great things down here in Atlanta. There's a lot of things that we're praying and warring on because with this suicide, just like the young men just received 40 years for threatening to kill people. A lot of stuff that's going on in the world, you know, we got to be the church to pray on a lot of these things. And
yeah.
I seen a young man hit his mother, 89 years old, and I had to pray on that and not see it actually. They signed it to me and by the young girl that's, and Jesus, God is in control. He knows all these things that's going on. Pregnant lady got killed by this officer, shot 5 times. You know, it's a whole bunch that God, and so he even had me sit and been praying on a lot of things for the body of Christ to come in unity, on oneness, you know, because many want other people gift and certain people are trying to judge others. So it's a whole bunch that God have me, and that's why I had to sit back and listen to, had to be fed by Tony what he read, what God had him read. And, you know, it's just awesome. So, you know, God is in control, so I'm not stressing about anything. I'm just leaving everything at the foot of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Well, You missed the beginning of the show. I did a devotional on
okay.
Mercy.
All right.
You came in on the Bible reading with Tony F.
Okay.
What did you think of that Bible reading from Numbers? What did you think?
That brings you to understand who Jesus is and everything representing Jesus before Jesus Christ comes. You know, they give symbolic, and that's what that he's speaking on. I understood everything he was speaking on because I came in. And just like you said at the beginning, you was talking on mercy. You know, God had me talking on how much mercy God have us, and his mercy endure forever. And Lamentation 3:22, his mercy, we have new mercy each and every day. And a lot of people don't understand that. Yesterday is gone, and today you have mercy for that day. So I understand what you know, God been had me on about what everybody else on. So I'm like, so it kind of, it's mind-boggling. You know, because it's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. And,
yeah,
you know, that's one accord. And you know, when the Lord, the Holy Spirit is teaching, and, you know, he gave me a word of expectation, expecting God to move right then and there, because that's mercy, and that's favor of God, and that's the same thing with mercy. That's that his love is never ending. Mercy goes a long ways, and many people don't understand the mercy that God has prepared, and a lot of people don't have mercy on that, on others when things have happened, and they still keep with them. When you look what God said, his mercy endures forever, okay? Not sometime, but all the time. And then he give us new mercy. He don't find fault in us. He don't hold that over our head because he have given us mercy. But many people don't understand that mercy, what God have given us.
Oh yes, God, and the big thing is forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness.
Yeah, that's mercy. That's mercy.
Well, you know, forgiveness is sometimes hard to do. Okay, as humans. Okay,
That's why he has given us his word, so to renew our mind each and every day and come to the grace of the throne to receive mercy in the time of need. See, you're going to have to receive mercy. And many times when Jesus said, if you don't forgive when it's time to meet the Father, he will not forgive you. See, so that's why he wants each and every one of us to have that forgiving spirit, because Jesus gave us a prime example when he was on the cross at Calvary, when he said, forgive them for what they know not to do. Okay?
That's right. Amen. listen, Pastor Wanda, I got another caller just called in. Let me bring him on. Okay, it's one of our dear brothers, Spencer. Hey, Spencer, how you doing tonight?
Blessed and highly favored, but tired. I just got home from work. It's been a rough day. So I figured I'd give you a call and see what was going on tonight. I know I missed the message. But I can listen to the replay, so I just wanted to call in, see how everyone was doing.
Oh, well, I'm blessed and highly favored, and Pastor Wanda is blessed and highly favored. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So,
did Tony do the Bible reading?
Yeah, he already did the Bible reading today. It was on purity. Okay, of the Israel nation, okay, what they from Numbers chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. Oh, you're breaking up. Oh, you're breaking up, Spencer. Try to call back in and see what happens. Okay. All right. All righty. Well, Pastor Wanda, it's just me and you right now. Okay. He was breaking up pretty badly there. Okay. But he lives up there in the mountains of Washington State. Okay. So. You there, Pastor Wanda?
Yes. I got some sisters coming up to Texas. So I'm trying to see, so I'm going to see if she can bring something up there to you, some of these things that bless you. So I'm trying, she's going, so I'll be going next week. So I'm going to find out what part of, sir? Hello?
Hello? I'm here.
I say I have a sister that's supposed to be coming up to Texas.
Okay, coming up from Texas.
She's coming to Texas from Georgia. And I'm seeing,
Georgia.
Yeah, she's coming. One of my other sisters went to Texas, and she forgot to tell me because I was going to send you one of these shawls up there, the prayer shawls and stuff, and some of the Bibles. And she's supposed to come, so she's supposed to meet me. I hope she meet me tomorrow so I can give it to her. And I'm making sure if you're going, because she says she's coming, and I'm going to trust God, because anytime I ask them to do something, they always do it, because she had to take clothes and stuff to her. A family, a whole lot of people that was in need, and God had gave me, he still giving me a overflow on everything, food, clothes, a little bit of everything to bless his people. And I got one sister got all these Bibles, and she's gonna give them to me. I need a case. I said I just need a case. until we can get all of them. So I got to talk to the gentleman with the Gideon. And so I got to keep in prayer for these things because I'm passing them out down here as well.
Right.
So I hope she can be able to come tomorrow before I get out and to give her these things so she can bring to you. So what part of Texas?
I'm in San Antonio. I'm in South Texas.
She's going to be up there a while. Cause see, that's why I know. And
okay.
Another minister told her where to go. I think it's somewhere apart, well, not too far from you. And I know she can get it through. So
okay,
I'm going to talk to her this week. I got to call her back this tonight. Yes.
All right. Okay,
yes, brother.
Well, listen, I've got a prophetic message I need to deliver.
All right, let's do it.
And this goes out to people out there that needs a prophetic word, and you know who you are. So sit back and listen as I deliver it to you tonight. The Father says today, look for the gift that I give you every day. So I love that I gave. My base nature is that of a giver, and you'll never come before me that you will not leave with arms laden down with my goodness. As you walk out faithful service in my kingdom, I release to you the bounty of heaven to meet every need of your life. You need to understand that I'm not fact-checking your moral track record before I release answered prayer. I rain upon the just and the unjust. I sustain and uphold you even when your life is less than sinless perfection. I never look for a reason to withhold from you. My resources are there waiting to be activated in your life. As you turn a faithful heart toward my spirit and my word, faith is the activator that causes supply to abound toward you in every area of need. So keep looking and expecting the fullness of supply to meet your every need. Maintain transparency of your heart and refuse to ignore those things in your character and thinking that contradict who I am. Know that my goodness is a provocation to change. I lead men to repentance by my goodness. If I freely gave my only son 2,000 years ago on the cross, why would I withhold any other or any lesser blessing from you? You didn't earn what I did for you on the cross, and neither did you earn any other thing I do in your behalf day by day. Aligning your character and thinking with my heart is your response to my faithfulness and not earning of some benefits that are not yours in the first place as an extension of my unconditional love. Receive my love and receive my gifting today and allow it to work in all necessary changes in your heart and life. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. That's a message, folks. Okay? And like I said, you know who you are out there. Okay? Okay, they need that message. Well, if you want to come on live, all you have to do is press the 1 key. And you can come on live, okay? If you don't press the 1 key, I just think you're here just to listen. Okay, all righty. Well, let's play a little bit of music before Tony F. comes in and gives us a closing prayer. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Glad you picked the 111 up, because I tried to get in touch with you in the chat room and say I'd be calling in with the 111 since I'm borrowing a family member's phone, because mine seems to be kind of doo-doo now.
Oh,
it just
well,
breaks up and breaks up, and I don't understand why.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that. Okay.
Well, I guess it's time for an upgrade. That's okay. This is time for an upgrade.
Well, you got an iPhone, don't you?
I do, but I have the 8.
Oh, you have
and,
the 8.
They have, yeah, it's a few years old, I guess, and my lease just ran out. So basically what I did was I'm leasing the phone, or it was at first, you know, and I was paying basically $30 a month to basically rent the phone. But now that my lease is up, they're like, well, you can pay us $200 and the phone is yours. So I think I'm going to go either
just
that route. Or, do an upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to be paying $30 a month for a phone, you might as well go get the newest iPhone.
That's right. I agree.
Yep.
They say even if you don't upgrade, and if you can't even afford to upgrade, you're still going to be paying us $30 extra a month to lease.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous, man.
Seems,
in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, they got to make the money somehow.
Yeah, but
you know?
It's like I've already paid the $30 every month for, what, 2 years now, that should have already be enough to take care of the payment of the phone. It should be mine right now.
Yeah.
You know, but now I owe them $200 out of pocket. You know, I don't think so.
Well, you know,
it's
like when you lease a car, you know.
Right.
You lease a car, okay, and all the maintenance and everything is taken care of. If you say you have a problem with the phone, you bring it in, they take care of it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? It's like the same thing
right.
with a car, okay? When you get done with the end of your lease in 4 years, and you say you've been making payments of $300-something a month, okay, you still owe, you know, okay, on the car, okay, if you want to keep it.
But then they'll upgrade you and charge you more money and take money from you for another 3 years for your new upgrade.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah. They'll
See,
do that too.
I've never...
Either way you look at it, you're going to be paying money. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I've never leased a car before because, you know, I'm basically a middle-class citizen. And when it comes to cars or vehicles, I've just basically paid cash straight up.
Yeah, you just buy a used car
again,
straight
I've
out.
I've never actually owned, like, say, now I guess they got 2020 cars out. Like, I've never owned, like, a brand new vehicle, though.
Mm.
Which would be nice, but so I'm not the one who wants to be or, you know, the type of person who wants to be flashy. You know what I mean? All
right.
I care about is getting to point A to point B safely. That's
right.
All I care about.
Yeah, as long as you're able to. Well, in your work, you really
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, it's funny you bring that up. I guess you know what I do and all. And that's
yeah.
what I tell my clients, like, all the time, like, how much I need a truck. Like, if I had a truck, I could do so much more and be making, well, not a whole lot more money, but I would be able to do some of my, you know, jobs or take on other jobs that I'm not able to
yeah.
now.
You can be able to remove rubbish, okay, take it to the dump.
Mm-hmm.
You can
yep.
be able to do all kinds of stuff like that, okay? Okay, you know, with a truck, okay? Maybe that's something to think about, is get yourself a truck the next time you get in the mood to buy something.
I've thought about it so many times. Not even like with the work, though, like with garbage, you know, taking the garbage off. You know,
yeah.
throw it on the back of the truck and be done with it.
Right.
You know, it'd be so much easier than try to pack it into a small little trunk of my car.
Yeah.
So there's so many more benefits of a truck. When it comes
yeah,
to,
there's plenty
things.
Of benefits of a truck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if I was going to get another vehicle, okay, I would make sure it's a truck, okay?
So, Ken, I don't know if you noticed in the chat room, I believe it was this morning, I posted a YouTube link, and what it was Howard Stern calling this religious show, and I'm like, I clicked on it because I found it on YouTube, and this was very recent. And it was basically, I mean, I thought, I clicked on it thinking it was your show. And I'm like, oh, they got Ken again. But what it was they called a different show, but they also called your show. And they were trying to get you to sing a song.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what it was, but it was, I guess they liked the other show's reactions better or something like that.
Yeah.
So they decided to go with that. But I know for a fact, and they recently on the official page released a video of you. Or not a video
really?
Of you, but, you know, a clip of you. When they called you and they're like, oh, this is the guy who never hangs up on us.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So why don't...
Phone with a guy trying to save his soul.
And that's really cool. You know, I would love to be featured on the Howard Stern Show, but at the same time, it's like, who's to say you can't contact them and say, hey, pay me some royalties? You know?
Well, yeah. Well, it's okay. You know, I don't really care about the royalties and whatever. You know, they got their fun out of the way, okay? So I guess they, you know, they did try to call. They did. I think they did. They did try to call me again and wanted me to sing a song. But
yep,
I
think me and Johnny Longfeather were on the line when they called in with the song, trying to get you to sing the song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, that is Howard Stern, or Howard Stern's people, you know.
Right.
So I mean, you should feel. Actually really blessed. You know, Howard Stern is like number one when it comes to radio. But just know that they're on, you're like on their target list. Which is
yeah, I kind of figured they are, okay? You know, but that's okay. Listen, we only got 3 minutes left of the show, and I'm going to bring Tony on so he can give the closing prayer, okay, because we're back to 90-minute shows, okay? Hey,
oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Great talking to you there, my brother.
Hey, you too, Ken. If you're able to later, we can voice chat if you can. But if not, then I hope you guys have a great night.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't know yet. But we'll see. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. It all depends.
Been in there all day. Ain't
going to
happen.
Been in there all day. Ain't going to happen. You heard that. Okay. All right. Well, God bless you there, Spencer.
God bless you, Spencer.
Okay. it's time for you to give a closing prayer. You got 2 minutes.
Bless all of you who gathered here tonight. May you live here feeling safe and loved. May you sleep in the safety of knowing that we care about you and feel like you're embraced. Feel safe tonight when you sleep. Wake up tomorrow morning refreshed and know that his glorious light shines upon you and always will.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm gonna play a song that's going to take us out, okay? Here we go.